Thank you, Peter. Good morning. A warm welcome to everyone. It's great to see everyone here this morning. It's good to be in the house of the Lord on the Lord's Day. And my word, what a busy weekend this has been, eh? All kinds of stuff happening. What have we had? We've had Canada Day, we've had grad going on. Goodness knows, everything's happening this weekend. And it's nice to take time out to find peace with the Lord in the house of the Lord. And it's great to see everyone here. You know what this is? This is the rosette that our Vacation Bible School float took second place in the parade. Good for them. Hey! And a big thank you to all who came together to build and decorate the float. They did a great job and served us proudly in that parade. And we're delighted with having got that. Now then, because it was Canada Day, it is normally our tradition on Canada Day, on the nearest Sunday in our church, to stand and we sing O Canada. So we're going to do that right now. So shall we stand to honour the birthday of our country and we sing O Canada. We'll stand and sing that. Good singing. Pretty good country. Well done. Now then, what else have we got here? Thinking about birthdays, we are going to be celebrating birthdays, June birthdays, very shortly. So if you've had a birthday in June or prior to that and we missed you, now is your day to celebrate with your church family. Lorraine, I think I've had enough. Oh, wait a bit. One more thing. You'll need hymn books today. Okay, so make sure you've got access to a hymn book. If you haven't, scamper around before we get to singing hymns. Thanks, Larry.
Good morning, everyone. How do you make it go on? It's on. I'll just talk really loud. How's that? Okay, a few announcements this morning. Reg Francis, his funeral will be on Monday, July 4th at 2 p.m. No, actually, there is a graveside service at 11 a.m. at the Carcer Cemetery, followed by the memorial service at 2 p.m. at the church
here. Yeah.
At our church. So that's graveside service at 11 at the Carcer Cemetery, which is just on the west side of Carcer's, if you're not familiar with it. And 2 p.m. is the service here. And Reg was our oldest congregational church member here. He was
100?
Yep.
He was 100 when he passed away last week. So, and if you can't be here, please remember Alice in your prayers. It'll be a tough day for her. Next weekend is the Aha Tinda Church Campout. There is a sign-up sheet in the foyer. If you're not signed up, you can still come. Just sort of an idea as to how many spaces to save. There are not campsites per se, but there's areas, so it's just kind of nice to know how many people will be there. There is, on the Saturday night, there is a potluck supper. So if you're coming out or even just want to come out for the supper, that is at the... Dan, is it going to be at the Eagle Creek Campground? At the Eagle Creek Camp... Yeah, so there's maps in the foyer. So Eagle Creek is just on the east side of the Yaha Tinda Ranch. It's a fantastic, fantastic weekend. There's riding, there's fishing, there's hiking, and just a lot of fellowship. And it's just a really nice event, and maybe you can pick up my husband who was out there and the transmission went out on his truck. So, you know, he may still be there. And if he's there, bring him home for me, would you? Or on second thought. Now, Andrea would like to talk to you about Vacation Bible School.
Good morning. So Vacation Bible School is getting close, actually. And if any of you who saw the float on Friday saw that our theme this year is a cooking theme. It's called Shake It Up Cafe, and we're doing kind of a learn about God through God's recipe for us. So basically, food is really important to us this year, and our snack time is not just going to be cookies and stuff like that. We're actually going to do some different stuff for snack. And I know there's been some really generous people in the past who've brought cookies for BBS and stuff like that. So what we're asking this year, though, is if people feel like they'd like to contribute, that we actually have a specific list of things that people could bring if they would like to. I'm going to hang it up in the back and kind of like what's done for the beef supper. If there's something you'd like to bring, if you could please just put your name beside it, and then if when you bring it, there'll be a box that we're setting up in the foyer here. You can just put it in there. But if it has to be frozen, if you just put it marked in the freezer downstairs for us and just write VBS on it. And then you could just check off when you brought it for us. That'd be wonderful. It's just really good for us to be able to use food in a specific way, so we're asking for you to bring specific things. We're also going to be doing a mission project with Vacation Bible School this year, and the mission project is going to be making what's called manna bags, and that's the term that the Vacation Bible School uses. But what we're going to do is make bags to put in toiletry items, and we're going to be donating them to the Mustard Seed, to... Sheriff King's Women's Shelter, and the Food Bank. Our goal is to make 100 of these. So the things we're looking for are things like shampoos and conditioners, toothpaste, toothbrushes, soap, bath stuff, shaving cream, razors, creams, hairbrushes, combs, barrettes, mouthwash, kind of etc. Whatever you can think of that might be a toiletry item, we're collecting those. Again, there'll be a box set out in the foyer there that's labeled VBS Mission Project. So if you guys would like to donate to that, we would really, really appreciate that. We're hoping to make 100 of those bags to pass out. And the kids are going to be involved in decorating the bags, putting messages in the bags, and accumulating the stuff for the bags so they can be kind of part of that. They'll be bringing some of this stuff as well, so they're kind of contributing as well. So, yes, thank you very much. That's...
Also, let me remind you that we are hoping to put on the musical Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. This is going to be directed by Pat and hopefully involve all of us. So there's parts for everyone to play. You don't even have to sing. Dan's in it. There you go. So, you know, there's parts for everyone. There's jobs for everyone in this musical. And believe you me, it is a whole great ton of fun practicing, rehearsing and presenting a musical like this. And so there's a sign-up sheet. Put your name on the sign-up sheet and let's all get together. The plan is to do this sometime in February, hopefully, if Pat gets all the rights and everything to do this thing. But that's what we're hoping to do. One other thing about Reg's funeral tomorrow, when we have the memorial service here at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, if anyone is able to help with a little bit of usher work, we need some ushers. We don't need lots, just two or three people who would just help to hand out a bulletin to people and direct them to the seats. Did you notice in the parade two guys from our church who were squirting water at everyone? All dressed in pink. I think they're over there somewhere. But we got our own back when they were in the dunk tank. Well done, Will and Dan. Good job. Okay, let's celebrate June birthdays or any birthdays before that that we missed. So now is your opportunity. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. We come now before his presence in silence. If you want to follow the silent prayer, you will find it in the bulletin. In Psalm 46 and verse 10, we read, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." I think that's a great verse. Be still and know that I am God. We have our approach choruses. Where are those Nixon girls? Here they are to lead us. Avery and Claire. Thank you.
Good morning. Our first chorus will be "Shout to the North," which you can find in your little insert.
Men of faith, rise up and sing of the great and glorious King. You are strong when you feel weak, in your brokenness complete.
Song is Here I Am to Worship, which is just on the flip side of your little insert thing. Be glorify thy name, which is in the red book, and it's number 123. Yeah. Oh, and we're gonna sing it twice. Thank you.
Big thank you to Claire and Avery for leading us in our approach choruses this morning. Two look, beautiful girls up here today, eh? Lovely. All we needed to add that extra bit of glamour was Will. He said, does he mean me? But there you go. Thank you. That was beautiful. We bow our heads. We join together in prayer. Let us pray. Gracious Lord, Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you that we have been given this great joy and this wonderful privilege of being able to come together in this your house on this your day. And we come, gracious Father, to glorify your name. To glorify your name, Lord, in all that we say and in all that we do. And we pray, Father, that as we worship you this day, that you will hear us, that you will accept the praise we bring. And we ask you, Father, also to open our hearts, to open our minds. That each of us here may hear your voice as you speak to us in different aspects of this time of worship together. We come to you, Father, in the name of Jesus, and we pray as Jesus taught us to pray, as we say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory for ever and ever. Amen.
And I apologize to the at least two other people that have this very annoying bulletin that's upside down. I had to do, Emily is doing the bulletins, and with her very busy week with graduation, and she's babysitting her nephew who will not leave her side, so the photocopying was left to me, and I couldn't quite figure it out. So I got one of the bad ones, and to the two others, because I know there are at least two others out there, I do apologize, because it is very annoying. Anyways, our Old Testament reading is from Genesis, it's chapter 24, verses 58 to 66. And this is where Isaac marries Rebecca. I thought the large print would work, but... Betty Ann, could you hold it? No, it's all right. I think you call those knights in shining armor. And they were very, very shining on Friday, if any of you saw them in there. Pink armor. So they called Rebecca and asked her, Will you go with this man? I will go, she said. So they sent their sister Rebecca on her way, along with her nurse and Abraham's servant and his men. And they blessed Rebecca and said to her, Our sister, may you increase to thousands upon thousands. May your offspring possess the cities of their enemies. Then Rebecca and her attendants got ready and mounted the camels, and went back with the man. So the servant took Rebekah and left. Now Isaac had come from Beer Lahairoi, for he was living in Negev. He went out to the field one evening to meditate, and as he looked up, he saw camels approaching. Rebekah also looked up and saw Isaac. She got down from her camel and asked the servant, Who is that man in the field coming to meet us? He is my master, the servant answered. So she took her veil and covered herself. Then the servant told Isaac all he had done. Isaac brought her into the tent of his mother, Sarah, and he married Rebekah. So she became his wife, and he loved her, and Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. And if you would join me in the responsive reading, it is from... No, it's okay. I got it. Yeah. I got Bill's glasses. We're good. And if you would... read the part marked C. It is from Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble.
Therefore we will not fear, but
the Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He says, Be still, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord God is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress.
For our special music this morning, I'm delighted to be able to have Camree to present the music for us, and it looks like Blake is assisting as well, or participating, or doing something. Thank you. Thanks, Cam.
Hello, is this on? Okay, whenever I sing a song, I always sing some I can relate to. And this song's called Outlaw's Reward. Hank Williams Jr. wrote it. And I'm sure a lot of us can relate to this song. Been labeled as a rip-roaring, hell-raising kind. You know, here lately, I've got other things on my mind. Like living and dying, where I'll spend eternity. What kind of reward, Jesus, have you got out on me? Down here on earth, there's been a big price on my head. But I have my friends and my loved ones who cry when I'm dead. Someday we'll all sing along from the other side. 'Cause I've heard everyone's wanted behind your heavenly gates in the sky. What kind of reward, Jesus, have you got out on me? And I wonder what the words on my big wanted poster do read. And Lord, how I'd love to be taken into your custody. And what kind of reward, Jesus, have you got out on me? Yeah, what kind of reward, Jesus, have you got out on me? And I wonder what the words on my big wanted poster do read. And oh, how I'd love to be taken into your custody. And what kind of how I'd love to be taken into your custody. Yeah, what kind of reward, Jesus, have you got out on me? Yeah, what kind of reward, Jesus, have you got out on me?
That was excellent. Thank you so much. So much. When I originally talked to Cam about singing today, and he said, well, he says, when you hear what I sing, he says, you might not want me back again. What was it those words said? Rip, roaring, hell-raising guy. Thank you, Cam. Thank you, Blake. That was excellent. And what a novel way of presenting the message. It was excellent. Thank you so much. And now your gifts for the work of God in this church and throughout the world will now be received. Thank you. Gracious Lord, Heavenly Father, we are ever thankful for your goodness to us. And so we come to you now, Lord, and we bring these our gifts. We know they are but humble tokens of our gratitude. But we pray, Father, that you will accept these gifts and that you will accept the givers. For we dedicate them all to the extension of your kingdom here on earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. Big thank you to Avery for that beautiful music during the offertory. Thank you. I've got to talk to them first. I've got to preach at them first. Oh, for sure. Yeah, I've got to preach at them. If the children would like to come and join me, please. Nice to see you all, boys and girls.
I'm going to tell you what this little talk is entitled, and you have to try and guess what I'm going to do. Okay? The talk is entitled Hand Signals. Hand Signals. What do you think I'm going to try and do? Sophie?
Sign language.
Well, sort of. Hand Signals. It's not real sign language, you know, when people who can't hear and they speak to each other with their hands. I can't do that. But there are some certain hand signals that we all understand. I hope we do anyway. Okay, here's the first one. I am going to make a hand signal and you have to try and tell me, what am I saying to you? You just did this hand signal, actually. Hi. Okay, I'm saying hi, I'm saying hello. Did anybody not know what that one was? Yes, everybody knew that one. Okay, here's another one. Right, stop, halt, go no further, stop. Okay, here's another one.
Frustrated.
Yeah, I could be frustrated, yep. This one means quite a few things, actually. Sleepy, yep. Annoyed, yep. Sad, shy. It can mean all kinds of things, that one, can't it? That one means lots of things. Here's a what? Scared, yeah. Here's another one. Now, this one only means one thing. Are you ready? We are going to
fight.
Whoa. Everybody knew that one. I wonder why. Here's a one. A hug. Welcome. Whoa, nice to see you. Right? That's a nice one. That's a nice one. Which one of these do you think is the nicest? A hug, isn't it? Absolutely. More people would be glad to see you like that than like that. Yeah, we don't want to be doing things like that, do we? Now then, Jesus said something, and I'm going to read it to you. And I want you to try and think, what kind of hand signals would Jesus be giving when he spoke these words? Are you ready? Now listen carefully. Jesus says, come to me, all you who are tired and weary or sick and lonely, and I will give you rest. Stand up, everybody. I want you to do the hand signals of how you think Jesus' arms would be when he said that. Come on, come to me, he said, if you're tired and weary. And Jesus would have gone, yeah, come to me, come to me. And Jesus would never ever, when you go to Jesus, Jesus would never ever go up. Because Jesus loves us all and he wants us all to come to him all the time. And he will always give us what we need. Okay? Okay, so I was going to say you can sit down, but you'll be galloping out in a minute. But not everybody sit down now. Shall we say a little prayer together? Lord Jesus, we thank you that you love us so much, that your arms are always open wide to us, and we always hear your voice saying, come to me, and I will love you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Kathy, do we have a little piece? Not yet. Hold on. Hold on. Going to sing. There you go. Yep, you're going to sing.
There's nothing my God cannot do. No mountain.
Thank you, Kathy. And now you're going to need your hymn books as we stand and we sing to the glory of God. The hymn number 8, Praise to the Lord the Almighty. Come to our time of prayer. Was there ever a time in your life when you didn't need to pray? I don't think there ever was. Lots of times in our lives when we forget to pray, but we suffer the consequences. But when we do pray, we reap the rich rewards, because God hears our prayers. He answers our prayers in His way and not in our way, and in His time and not in our time. But He does answer our prayers. And so we bow our heads and we come before the Lord in prayer. Let us pray. Almighty God, our gracious and loving Father, you are our Creator and the Lord of heaven and earth. And it is your gracious word that brings life into bloom. And we come before you this day, on this holy day, to worship you. We worship you and praise you, Father, because you love us so much that you came to us as our Lord Jesus, and you revealed yourself to us, and you remain with us in the power of the Holy Spirit. though we are so very often burdened and wearied with sin and unable to help ourselves, in gentleness and in humility, you, our Lord Jesus, lift us and lift our burdens as you call us to come to you and as you give us your rest. We pray, O Lord, that you will be a rest from weariness of those who suffer and those whom we hold in our hearts and care about at this time. There are so many who suffer and are weary of the struggle that life itself is to them. And so, Father, we bring them to you now in our silent prayers. And we ask, Lord, that you will lead them beside the still waters and that you will grant them your love and that you will restore their souls. We pray in silence. We thank you, holy and gracious Father, for your constant love and for your amazing grace that you forgive us our sins when we come to you and we confess our sins. Grant us, Lord, we pray, the strength of your holy presence by your Spirit, that we may resist the temptations that surely surround us, and that we may stand up for Jesus, and that you will help us, Father, to shine in the dark places of this world. We pray, Father, that you will bless us as your church here on earth, and that we may be for you a worthy presence and an effective witness to those whom you call. We ask you, Father, to bless us, to bless our homes beyond what we either desire or deserve. We ask you to watch over us and to watch over our homes and our families, and to grant us the grace of rest for our souls as we continue to worship you in spirit and in truth. Father, in the week that lies ahead, may we be conscious of your daily presence with us and of your desire to be part of our daily living. Help us to live our lives to your glory, that your name may be lifted high in all honor and glory, and that other people, Father, may be drawn to you. We pray, Father, our prayers, our spoken prayers, and the unspoken prayers of our hearts, in the name of Jesus. And we pray, as Jesus prayed, that thy will be done. In Jesus' name, amen. We listen now to the word of the Lord.
Good morning, everyone. Gospel this morning is from Matthew 11:16-19, and then 25-30. You people are like children sitting in the market and shouting to each other. We played the flute, but you would not dance. We sang a funeral song, but you would not mourn. John the Baptist did not go around eating and drinking, and you said, that man has a demon in him. But the Son of Man goes around eating and drinking, and you say, that man eats and drinks too much. He is even a friend of tax collectors and sinners, yet wisdom is shown to be right by what it does. At that moment, Jesus said, my Father, Lord of heaven and earth, I am grateful that you hid all this from wise and educated people and showed it to ordinary people. Yes, Father, that is what pleased you. My Father has given me everything, and he is the only one who knows the Son. The only one who truly knows the Father is the Son. But the Son wants to tell others about the Father so that they can know him too. If you are tired from carrying heavy burdens, come to me, and I will give you rest. Take the yoke I give you, put it on your shoulders, and learn from me. I am gentle and humble, and you will find rest. This yoke is easy to bear, and this burden is light. And the epistle is from Romans 7, 15 to 25. And after having read that, I'm going to read number 14 before. Well, perhaps I'm not. In fact, I don't understand why I act the way I do. I don't do what I know is right. I do the things that I hate. Although I don't do what I know is right, I agree with that the law is good. So I am not the one doing these evil things. The sin that lives in me is what does them. I know that my selfish desires won't let me do anything that is good. Even when I want to do right, I cannot. Instead of doing what I know is right, I do wrong. And so, if I don't do what I know is right, I am no longer the one doing these evil things. The sin that lives in me is what does them. The law has shown me that something in me keeps me from doing what I know is right. With my whole heart, I agree with the law of God. But in every part of me, I discover something fighting against my mind, and it makes me a prisoner of sin that controls everything I do. What a miserable person I am. Who will rescue me from this body that is doomed to die? Thank God, Jesus Christ will rescue me. So with my mind, I serve the law of God, although my selfish desire makes me serve the law of sin. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks to Alan for those readings from the scriptures. I think one or two people were struggling to hear there, is that right? Can you hear me all right? Yeah, so we're okay. So, you're not loud enough. Thanks, Al. Thank you. We stand again and we sing to the glory of God. The hymn 499, Sunshine in My Soul.
Jesus is my guide. sunshine in my soul.
Would you pray with me, please? And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be perfectly acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. When I was reading the gospel reading that Alan read for us today, and you come across those words of the Lord Jesus Christ when he says, "Come unto me, all ye who are weary and tired and stressed," and you kind of think back to Jesus' day and you think of the style of their life, and you kind of think, well, did they get stressed? Yeah, I guess they did. Why did Jesus have to speak words like this to people? Come to me and I'll give you rest. I'll give you real rest. And I started to think about things that stress people, and I wanted to find an analogy of a situation which would create in your mind stress. And I came across this. This is an extract from the Peace Corps manual for volunteers who work in the Amazon jungles. Now, if anyone's thinking of joining the Peace Corps in the Amazon jungle, you need to know this. The page I'm going to read is what to do in case you are attacked by an anaconda. Okay? You might want to take notes. For those who do not know, the anaconda is the largest snake in the world. It grows to a length of 35 feet. It weighs between 300 and 400 pounds, and it squeezes its victims to death. This page is a 10-point strategy, the steps to take if you are attacked by an anaconda. 10 steps. Number one. Do not run. The snake is faster than you are. Number two, lie flat on the ground. Put your arms tight against your sides and your legs tight against one another. Number three, tuck your chin in. Are you following this? Tuck your chin in. Number four, the snake will come and begin to nudge and climb over your body. Number five, this is important, do not panic. After the snake has examined you, it will begin to swallow you from the feet end. Always at the feet end. Permit the snake to swallow your feet and ankles. Do not panic. The snake will now begin to suck your legs into its body. You must lie perfectly still. This will take a long time. Number eight. When the snake has reached your knees, slowly and with as little movement as possible, reach down, take your knife, and very gently slide it into the side of the snake's mouth, between the edge of its mouth and your leg. Following this, there's a few more instructions, but I'm not going to trouble you with them. Number nine states, be sure you have a knife. And number 10 states, be sure your knife is sharp. Now then, do you still want to join the Peace Corps? You might want to reconsider it. Stressful situation. I think you would agree that if you were in that situation, you would be described as somewhat stressed. We live in a stressful world. Many of us here this morning are tired. I'm not going to ask for a show of hands, but you know who I'm talking about. Many of you are tired this morning. We've had long, busy weeks. We've had a busy weekend. We come here to church, and sometimes we come, for various reasons, with a heavy heart. We come in distracted. We come in burdened. Sometimes we are hurting, and very often we feel weary. We are tired. We live in a go-go society, and we get caught up in this go-go society that we live in. We subscribe to a world of fast cars, fast money, fast internet, and we frown on things that are slow. We're often scared to take a rest. I have too much to do. I'll fall behind. I won't get finished. We run ourselves into the ground. We become weary. And we become heavy burdened. Is this you we're talking about here? Is this you? Do you know this person that we're talking about here? Burdens, weariness, hard times are a reality of life. A reality of life that we often may never really be able to fully escape from. But we do have an offer of help if we want to take it. Help is there if we want to take it. Throughout Jesus' life and ministry, he offers us many different promises. Yet so very often, we jog along through life and we fail to claim those promises. But God wants us to claim them. He wants us to, and especially this one. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Wow! Isn't that what we all want? We want rest from the weariness of life. We want to be able to slow down, and we want to be able to get our minds to recuperate. One of today's very modern translations of the Bible presents this promise of Jesus in an interesting way. I want you to hear how the Message translates this portion of Jesus' words. It says, are you tired? Are you worn out? Are you burned out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me and you will recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. It's worded differently, but the message is the same. Jesus says, come to me and I will give you rest. You may have heard of the farmer who went to a government bureaucrat who specialized in animal health. The farmer sought help because his chickens were dying. The government expert instructed the farmer to give an aspirin to each of his surviving chickens. But the farmer's chickens continued to die. What should he do now? The expert quickly said, give all the rest of them castor oil. Still the decline continued. I'm not surprised. Now what? The government expert strongly recommended penicillin. And sometime later the farmer came back and he said, my chickens, they've all gone. What a shame, said the expert. I have lots more remedies yet. I have lots more remedies yet. The world offers many so-called remedies to the problems of stress and weariness and tiredness, etc. But the truth is, there is only one great physician who can give us comfort and strength that we need at the times when we are weary and worn out and down. The world will offer you all kinds of uppers and downers and pick-you-uppers and calm-you-downers. So-called solutions for the tensions and the burdens of modern-day living. But there is only one Prince of Peace who can soothe our jangled nerves and save our troubled souls. The former Protestant evangelical preacher A.W. Tozer, who I frequently quote in the Quips and Quotes, said this, God has not bowed to our nervous haste, nor embraced our machine or technological age. The one who would know God must give time to him. The one who would know God must give time to him. Psalm 46 puts it like this: be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Mother Teresa said, we need to find God, and he cannot be found in noise and restlessness, which is where we spend a lot of our time, right? God is the friend of silence, she says. See how nature, trees, flowers, grass, nature, it grows in silence. See the stars, the moon and the sun, how they move in silence. We need silence to be able to touch souls. Weariness and tension in life is the consequence of many, many of our different experiences. We can become weary and tense from waiting, from studying and learning, from arguing and fighting our enemies, from criticism and persecution. And our own strength has its limits. And before long, fatigue seems to cut the legs from under us. But we need to understand that God does not dispense strength and encouragement like a pharmacist fills our prescription. The Lord does not promise to give us something to take so that we can handle the hard times. But the Lord Jesus promises us to us himself. That is all, and that is enough. Come unto me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and I am humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And for this we say thanks be to God. Amen. For our closing hymns, we start with 414, and we sing this beautiful hymn as we stand and sing to God's glory. I heard the voice of Jesus say, come unto me and rest. 414.
Lay down thy weary.
312 to be God's people. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all and all whom we love this day and forevermore.